Shalom v'racha bez Hashem. We are learning Mishra Siman Chaf Hey Sif Yud Gimel, and this is the last halacha here in Siman Chaf Hey. The Chabad tells us Nahagu Ha'olam Shloilach Loitz Tfilin Ad Acha Kedushas Avolat Zion. The Chabad starts off by telling us that the minig is not to take off the tfilin until after the Kodosh, Kedushas Uvolet Zion, the Kedusha of Uvolet Zion. That's the first step that the Mechaber tells us. So we discuss putting on tefillin. Now we discuss taking off tefillin. This is the first statement of the Mechaber in this discussion. Take off tefillin when? We take off the tefillin after Kedusha of Uvolet Zion. Yesh mishikos aval tzad ha-kabbalah shloi lachlitz ad she'amar bahem sholish kedushas v'arba kadishim. The Rama says that there are those, by the way, it's as a side, there are those that bring down that the Rama's yortzeit is tonight. The Rama. That he wrote 33 svarim, he lived to the age of 33, and he was nifter on the 33rd of the Omer, which is tonight and tomorrow. There are those who disagree with that, but there are those who do say that is, so we're quoting the Rama here, and I found it interesting because the Mechaber tells us to take off the tefillin after Kedushas Uvolet Zion. The Rama brings Midirei Kabbalah. Now, Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Karo, was of the Chabura, of the group of Chachmei Tzvas, of the Mkubalim. So, earlier in this simin, we discussed what happens if there's a machlekes between Kabbalah and Halacha. Right? That was a few pages earlier. Right? So, here, the Rama says, Yesh mishikos av atzara Kabbalah, shaloi lachoitz, don't take off the tefillin, ad shomar behem, sholosh kedushos, three kedushos, v'arba kadishim, and four kadish. You say kadish four times. Dahainu, what does this mean? La'acha kadish yosoim, after Kaddish Yosayim, that's when you should take off the tefillin. And that's what the medatikim, those who want to do the mitzvah the most precise way, they are careful not to take off the tefillin until after the last Kaddish Yosayim. Is that after Lane? Is a question. That's a good question. Depends what nusach one is davening. It could be it's after Lane, or it could be it's not after Lane. Before we take go back in the Mechaber on the next page, let's take a look here in Sifkot Nunhei, where the Mishra comments on the words of the Mechaber that says, Nohagu ha'olam shloi lachloitz tefillin ad ach kedushas uvolet zion, v'yesh she'en mashin alein yoyisim nechiv. Now this is very interesting. We know mi'ikir ad-din, they used to wear tefillin the whole day. And you go to some places, there is a show, and they have yeshivas. If Scheinberg Zetzal wasn't the only one who wore tefillin the whole day. There are people who wear tefillin the whole day. Until it's night. Nighttime, they take off the tefillin. Mishmur says, there's reason not to wear the tefillin more than you're obligated to. Why is that? Because tefillin require guf naki, a clean body. One shouldn't be passing gas. He's not allowed to pass gas when he's wearing tefillin. And we'll mention that now, that if a person does feel a need to do that, to pass gas when he's wearing tefillin, one of the eitzes is, not that he needs to use the bathroom. Then he takes his tefillin, he goes to the bathroom, fine. What he should do is he should take his tefillin in a way that he's not wearing the tefillin. What does that mean? To move them, one thing is you could do is, we'll discuss, to move them out of the position. Then there's a whole question if you have to make a new bracha when you put them back, right? Maybe it's only for a second, so it's not a... It's not really hesek, right? There's a discussion on that. Another possible eitza, which is really the same question about making the bracha, is let's say you take your shirt and you put your shirt underneath your tefillin shalyad a little. Or you pick up your tefillin shalroish and it's not resting on your head. So in both of those examples, when a person has a shirt underneath, he's making chatzitza, so he's not yoytzi in the mitzvah of tefillin. When he picks the tefillin up, Just flips it up above on his, it's in the air, it's not on his head. He's not wearing tefillin. He has a strap around, he has the ritzu around his head. He's not wearing tefillin. So that's just an eitzah, if that has, because it's also to pass gas when a person's wearing tefillin. So that's why he says, v'yesh ein mashin alayin yoyesin nechiyah, that's tzrichim gufnaki, because the person needs to have a gufnaki. And the person can't have a gufnaki when he's wearing a tefillin, he has to take off the tefillin. V'akol if yimashu v'adom im ein loy gufnaki, misyar Hashem yafiach, yisalik miyad. And everything depends on each person, depends who he is. If a person knows he won't have a gufnaki, he won't have a clean body, and therefore he should take off the tefillin as soon as he finishes davening, and not be over on an iser of wearing tefillin while he's passing gas. This is one of the reasons that the majority of people do not wear tefillin the whole day, because you need gufnaki, a clean body. The name of the Arizal, they bring down that he wouldn't take off his tefillin until after Aleinu, until after Akein the Kavlecha. In the day that there's a Bris Mila, it's appropriate not to take off the tefillin until after the Bris Mila. Why is that? What's the connection between the Bris Mila and the tefillin? Ki Mila, he ois or tefillin him ois. Because a Bris Mila is an ois, and the tefillin is an ois. And you want to have these two oisy ois, meaning the two Aiden testimonies, witnesses, to testify on HaKadosh Baruch. HaKadosh Baruch is the Bari Olam, and that's the reason for over here, for wearing the tefillin during their Bris Mila. Now, a person who we just said above has a concern of having a gufnaki when he's wearing a tefillin, he should not be wearing a tefillin during the Bris, because now his chumrah is going to come to a kula, going to come to an iser. He wants to be machmir to wear the tefillin during the Bris. At the same time, he's going to make a mistake by what? By possibly passing gas wearing the tefillin. Sifkot nun vav. There are those that say you should not take off the tefillin until he has sholosh kedushos, until he says three kedushos. Tov sofer, it's a mistake. V'emesarach lemes sholosh kadishim v'arba kedushos. It's reversed. It says in the Ramah, sholosh kedushos v'arba kadishim. Three kedushos and four kadishim. Really, it should be three kaddishim, three times saying kaddish, and four times kedushos. Why? Ki baruch hu es Hashem is nechshav chato. Now he's going to go through the different times of the kedusha. Baruch hu es Hashem, that's considered to be one of the kedushos. Shidavar she bekedusha. Ukedushos safa berura, that we say the kedusha in the bracha of Kriya Shema, right? We say Safa Brura Kedusha Kulma Kachat, all right? That Kedusha is Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh. That is number two. Kedusha Samida is number three. The Kedusha of Kodesh 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 by Chazar Sashatz. And then you have Kedushas Uvalatziyayim. That's four Kedushas. Ushloish Kaddishim Hu. What are the three Kaddishim? Chatzi Kaddish Kodem Baruch Hu. The Chatzi Kaddish, which is before Baruch, the Chatzi Kaddish after Tefillah Shmoneh Esrei, and the Chatzi Kaddish which is after Shmoneh Esrei, the Kaddish Shalem after Uval Tzion, and the Kaddish Shalem which is after Uval Tzion. So we have four Kedushos and three Kaddishin. Mekomakoyim Mashma. So what the Mishmur just did was he explained what the Ramah was referring to, that in Tzad Kabbalah you should not take off the tefillin until after the four kedushos and three kaddishim. Mikomakoy mashim mishpirimgadim mishar echrene b'makomis shnoigim loy mekaddish yosim v'chol yoyim achraleinu. Right, so tzemach, this is really addressing your question. In places where they have the meaning of saying kaddish yosim after aleinu, toyish loy lachlitz ad acha kaddish yosim, it's appropriate not to take off your tefillin until after kaddish yosim. Now this is very important. It's something that happens every single day. We don't realize the significance and importance of what's taking place, and it's very, very serious. And what that means is as follows. He says people taking off their talis and tefillin, and they're not focusing and answering Amen Nehishmerava properly. Look what he says here. You have to be very very focused when we answer Meini Heshmi Rabbah, as we'll see later on in Siman Nun Vav, but Meini Heshmi Rabbah, who oid b'madrega gavoy yoyse mikedusha. People don't know this. When it comes to Kedusha, what do people do? Even if you're not wearing a talus over your head the whole time, many people have the meaning of putting their head, the talus over the head, like Kedusha. When it comes to Kaddish, a main Yehishmi Rabbah, people are walking around, waving to the friend, wrapping up the tefillin, maybe looking at a sefer, which is also incorrect. During a main Yehishmi Rabbah, that's not the time to look at a sefer. And he says here, as we'll discuss more later on in Siman Nun Vav, that a main Yehishmi Rabbah is in the higher Madrega than Kedusha. Now, why don't people know this? Because we think if we're keeping our feet together and we're like Malachim, so therefore it must be on a higher Madrega than the main Yehishmi Rabbah. Not to digress too much, but the Chavetz Chaim in his Svarim, he writes that during World War I, he was saying that if people will say a main Yehishmi Rabbah with proper kavana, it can save thousands of lives. Can save thousands of lives. People don't understand. They think, okay, how do you save lives? You got to get to the army, to this, to that. The Chavetz Chaim, it's a mafurish gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yud Testament Beis. The main Yehishmi Rabbah said properly, proper kavana, machlokes Rashi and Tosfos with kavana, and you say it out loud, but don't stick out like a sore thumb and screaming it too loud. Everybody's like, who is that? What is going on here, right? You have that sometimes also. It has the ability to mevatel gezeiros, to annul decrees. So, the Chavetz Chaim is not mechadish. It's the Chavetz Chaim saying over the Pshat and the Gemara. So therefore, he says a person has to be careful not to be wrapping his tassel and tefillin at the time when he has to say Yehesh Merabah. He says further, "Bavadei loy gorim yishav brachas derabbanan do'os lasois afilu." Tashish Kal b'shoshim avarich. Okay, now we'll see later on, Mitzvah Hashem in Siman Kuf Tzadi Aleph, that when it comes to any bracha, even the bracha de Rabbanan, which 99% of the brachas are the Rabbanan, a person should not be involved with doing anything else either. What that means is, it's not so easy because it's easier to make the bracha and people have to go and do things. And there's a very strong yitzhar to say ashiyatzar on the run, or to dry your hands and making the brachas and doing things here and there. So here he says that a person, when it comes to a bracha derabbanan, it's also to do things. So this is not any worse than that. I mean, Heshir Abba. So we shouldn't be putting away tassel and tefillin. Once again, he says, during Meini Heshir Abba. Okay, now go to the top of page 70, where the Mechaber picks up and says, "Vayom sheyesh bo sefer Torah noigim shelo lacholsom ad sheyachziru sefer Torah v'yanichuhu beheichol." On the day that there is a kriyas Torah, so the meaning is the meaning of the Mechaber saying, "Shelo lacholsom, don't take off your tefillin until they put the sefer Torah back in the Aron Kodesh v'yanichuhu beheichol." Says the Mishra Sef Kodin Nun Zayin, Achiyachzi Ruhu, Remez Ledovar, there is a remez, a hint to this, that you should only take off the tefillin after you put away the Sefer Torah, because the Pasuk says, Vayavar Malkon Lefnehem, and their king went before them, Hainu HaSefer Torah. Then it says, VaHashem Beroishim, it says Hashem is Beroishim in front of them, or the Roish, meaning the tefillin on their head. So, you see over here that when they're putting away the Sefer Torah, they're still wearing the tefillin. Okay? The Ramah says, so the Ramah is not disagreeing with the Mechaber. In other words, the Mechaber says, you should only take off the tefillin when? After you put away the Sefer Torah first. So the Ramah is clarifying, that's according to those who only put away Sefer Torah after Uval Tzion. But the Ramah is going to tell us by Minhag Ashkenaz, when do we put away the Sefer Torah? Before we start saying Ashrei, Lamed Seich and Uval Tzion. So therefore, he says, V'ayin v'makim shemachnitzim ha-Torah la'achar Uval Tzion goyal. Aval lefi minhag midinoy seilu shemachnitzim ha-Torah miyad la'achar ha-Kriya. But according to the meaning of the meaning of Ashkenaz, is that they put away the Sefer Torah immediately after the Kriyas Torah, and the Cholzim Rak Kimoy B'Shayamim, which only take off the tefillin, just like the rest of the days, as we said earlier, after the four Kedushos and three Kaddishim. Sif Kotin Nun Ches, V'Nichu B'Heichu, V'Hacholzim Koydim Al Koponim Mizor Shlo Yachlitz Ashal Reish B'Fnei Sefer Torah, K'dei Shlo Yigalu Reish B'Fonel, El Yistalik L'Stodim. The Mishra says that those who do take off their tefillin before the Sefer Torah is put away, they should make sure not to remove their tefillin in front of facing the Sefer Torah, because what's going to happen in this understanding is that you're going to have to take off your yarmulke. You don't want to reveal your head. You don't want to be not covered with a yarmulke on your head. So that they can't do that in front of the Sefer Torah. By the way, you see over here, perhaps there's a remez maybe to the size of the yarmulke, because you'll say, "What do you mean? I take off my tefillin, I don't have to move the yarmulke." You know, it's underneath, right? So you see, it could be that what the Prima Godim is referring to over here is that the yarmulke should be a certain size. It should be visible. It should be that when you take off your tefillin, that you have to remove your yarmulke before, and right, then you don't want to have your head revealed. So don't do that in front of the Sefer Torah. He says further, "V'shal yad leku giloi, or b'tefillin shel roish tachas atalis shari, talis golo shari." So he says, in regards to taking off your tefillin shel yad, there's no concern. Even if, let's say, you're not wearing a jacket over your arm, there's no concern of having your bicep facing the Sefer Torah when it's revealed. That's not an issue. It's that your head should not be exposed without a head covering in front of the Sefer Torah. Also, if you take off, says the Mishmur here from the Prima Godim, if you take off your tefillin underneath your Taz Gadol, so you have your Taz Gadol on your head, and then you remove your tefillin Shalroish and your Taz Gadol is there, so your head's still covered. So that's also not an issue if you do that in front of the Sefer Torah. Sivkot Nuntas. The Mechaber says, "Biyom Rosh Chodesh Cholzim Oisom Koydin Tfilos Musaf." On the day of Rosh Chodesh, you take off the tefillin, Cholzim Oisom Koydin Tfilos Musaf, before Musaf. Take off the tefillin before Musaf. Achar Shech Ziru has Sefer Torah Beheichel, after they put the Sefer Torah back in the Heichel. Um Yom Koyim Esenu Shemachnisim take off Achar Kriya, and in the Minug, places of Minug Ashkenaz, they put the Sefer Torah back immediately after they finish laning. Yechaltzeim Achar HaKadosh Shekoyed Nefilas Musaf. You should take off the tefillin after the Kaddish, before Musaf. Now, what the Elie Rabbah is about to tell us is that the next line is that it actually says it's actually better to take off the tefillin by Uval Tzion. I've only seen one place my whole entire life that actually ever did this. Only one place. And he says like this: Elie Rabbah Kosaf, Dibrosh Chodesh Yachlitz Achar Kedushos Uval Tzion. Koydim Shami Hirotzim Lufanecha Vechulei Shinish Mechukecha. And what's the reason for this Elie Rabbah? What's the reason? The reason is like this. There shouldn't be a hefsek. Once they say Kaddish, what are you supposed to do right away? Start Shemoneh Esrei. So what the Elie Rabbah is suggesting is first stop when you have more of the tefillah of Uval Tzion. Then you'll say Kaddish, your tefillah is off, and go straight into Shemoneh Esrei. As opposed to what, I don't know why, but it's Minhag Olam, so you have to know why it is Minhag Olam, that what they do is, they say Uval Tzion, they say Kaddish, then depending on who is so fast and not so fast, one tefillin is away, one tefillin is not away, the other one's covered up, then you also have the question, do you start Shemoneh Esrei, do you not Shemoneh Esrei, you didn't finish, so you know, this is what happens, right? So here, the Elie Rabbah says the Rosh Chodesh Yachlis Achet Kedushos Uval Tzion. After you said the Kodesh Uval Tzion, Koydim Shomer Hirotzay Milfanecha. Before you say Hirotzay Milfanecha, at the end of Voltin, Shinesh Mukhukecha. Before that, Vol Yantin Milochal, Milochsam Ad Acher Kaddish, Kadishloy Lahasik Ben Kaddish Tfilo. Because you don't want to create a Hesek between the Kaddish and the Tfilo. Now, I do want to point something out. Even though I told you that there's only one place I ever davened that did it like this Eli Rabba. Have you ever seen this? Okay. Only you have. You and I have only seen this. Only you. You know, there's only one place that I davened in the yeshiva where they did it like this. We'll take the question in a second. I just wanted to say that, I just wanted to point something out though. And it's important to mention this. There's a whole discussion. Do you eat turkey? I eat turkey.
Yeah, I love turkey.
Okay. Some people don't eat turkey. You know why not? Because they say, well, we don't have an Israel. So, I'm not going through the sugya now. But I will tell you like this. There's a sefer, Yad HaKtana. The Nitziv brings us down. And he says like this. Yad HaKtana says that the svara, according to those who do eat, he says it's not Shaykh HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be, if you will, machshil, give a stumbling block to Roiv of Klal Yisrael who eat turkey. That they're going to be metantim the lave, if you want to say it's not eaten, right? All, what do we bring out from here? The point is like this. If you see so many of Klal Yisrael doing something, I don't mean Chas Hashem speaking Lashon Hara, so speaking Lashon Hara, so must be it's not a problem. That's not what I mean. It's something in halacha that there's a tzad that it's mutter. So we have to find, we'll call it a limud chus. We have to find a positive reason as to why it's not a problem. So we have work to do now, right? The Eli Rabba, the Mishru is bringing down over here. This Eli Rabba of the Eli Rabba Kosav the Beroish Chodesh Yachlis Achik Kedush Valsiyin, so that we shouldn't create a hesek before Shema Esrei. But Lamaisa, like we said, majority of shuls don't do that. So we have to find a limud chus as to why not. Just very quickly on a side point, in regards to taking off the tefillin, that there are those that are suggest to be careful when you take off your tefillin, let's say in this case like Rosh Chodesh, to make sure you don't take off both and then put it away. Take off one, put that one away, take off the next one and put that next one away. And the reason for that, is because then that brings us to the beginning of Simen Chafei, of Ma'avir and Alamitzvahs. And this is where mistakes come. People take off both tefillin right away, and even if they wrap them up right away, what happens is that sometimes when they put it away, they put the shalyad on the side of the shalrosh and the shalrosh on the side of the shalyad. And then when they take it out, then looking at it, wait a minute, I just took out my shalrosh first. Then you start going through the halacha. What's the halacha now? Do I put in my shalrosh? Well, are you supposed to go in order? Then you should put on the shalyad first and the shalrosh afterwards. So then what are we doing now? Now we are maver on the mitzvah. That's why the place can bring down that when you take off one, put your shalrosh away first. Then you won't come to this possible mistake of having two in front of you. And what are you going to do? You'll pick up the shalyad by mistake, thinking it's a shalrosh, and put it on the side of the shalrosh. Now, where the side of the shalrosh goes, that's not for today's discussion. The Mishra actually says the left side, the Aruch Shulchan says the right side. Okay, but we're not going to get into that now. But the point is the side that you know where your shalrosh is. That's the bottom line. Okay, well, let's go back to where we left off, and that is by Sif Katan Samech, where the Ramah says, Bu'adin b'cholamoid. So to in cholamoid, you should take off your tefillin before musaf. Says the Mishmar Achroinim Kasu, Kevan the Yesh Ayim Shloy Lahaniach Klal b'cholamoid. The Achroinim say, since there are those that say, you don't wear tefillin at all cholamoid. Who wears tefillin cholamoid? That's a machlekes. Okay. Yeah, it's machlekes, machlekes, right? But so therefore, you might hear lecholtzim kaidem halal. You should take them off before halal. Vashatz acher halal. And the Shas, the Sheikh Tzibah, the Chazan should take off the tefillin after Hallel, because he's in the middle of saying Hallel. It's going to be a Tech de Tzibur, if he takes off his tefillin when everybody's waiting for him to say Hallel. Or, it's another problem, if he takes off his tefillin while he's saying Hallel. We just said not to do that. V'cholomoyed shall sukis. Now, v'cholomoyed sukis, sheesh p'nai bo'oyed shemamtinim ala esrug, that there's some time when they're waiting to take out the dalminim. By the way, also, there's only one shul I ever saw where the Rav made an announcement, there is no need to take your dalar minim during Chazaras HaShatz. We will give ample time, he said, to take out the dalar minim after Shmoneh Esrei, before Hala. Why did he make this announcement? Because everybody's taking with their aluminum foil and the zippers and the Velcro. Before you know it, it's hard to hear the brachas. Right? So that's also something to consider and think about. Fine. So he says, back inside, in that case, he says, even the chazan should take off his tefillin on Chol HaMoed before starting Hallel. Hanoigin lilboish kol hayoyim, those who have the meaning of wearing tefillin the whole day. Yachzor v'yilbosh b'roish chodesh achar tefilas musaf. They should put the tefillin back on after they finish davening musaf. In other words, let's say it's Rosh Chodesh. They finish davening musaf Rosh Chodesh. Then he says, put the tefillin back on because you wear tefillin the whole day. What about a bracha? You make a new bracha? So he says, no, you don't have to make a new bracha because that was your intention originally, that I'm going to take off my tefillin, daven musaf, Rosh Chodesh musaf, and put it back on afterwards. The Fimashi Pasek Ramal, El Sif Yud Beis, V'chol HaMoyid, Le'yinichem Shuv L'gamrei, Ad Ha'erev. Okay, so he says in the Chol HaMoed, you shouldn't put him back on at all. He says here, Ad Erev, you have to know what this means until the evening. Yeah, you have to know what this means. Like, evening is not time. Yes, we have to know what this means. V'anoshim ha-menichim tefillin d'Rabbi Natan b'Chol HaMoed lo'inichim klal. People who put on tefillin d'Rabbi Natan. So he says, V'anoshim ha-menichim tefillin d'Rabbi Natan b'Chol HaMoed, you shouldn't put them on at all. You have to know, different minhagim. Okay, but this is what the Mishmur says. In regards to tefillin Rabbeinu Tam, says the Mishmur here that on Rosh Chodesh you could put on the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam after they finished Achash Yisayim Hashatz Tfilas Musaf. After they finished davening Musaf, then you could put in tefillin Rabbeinu Tam. Oishi Yasiru Hatfilin Shal Rashi Kaid Mavol Tzioin. Or you take off the Rashi tefillin before the Avodat Tzion, you put on the Rabbeinu Tam tefillin before the Avodat Tzion, then you take them off before Shemoneh Esrei. Sif Kodin Samach Aleph. The Ramah says, "Dafka Makim Shaimim B'Musaf Kedushas Keser." So the Ramah said that in Chol HaMoed, the minhag is to take off the tefillin before you daven musaf, right? So the Ramah says that's only if you say keser. Keser yidnu l'chol malachim, right? That nusach svarda, or by svardim they say as well. But by nusach ashkenaz, we don't say keser. So he says it's not a problem if you keep that on during musaf. However, he concludes that the minhag is that we take off the tefillin before musaf in all scenarios, whether you say keser or whether you don't say keser by kedusha. Now, what's the reason why in Sifkan Samach Aleph he explains why if you say keser you should take it off beforehand? Perish b'mokim sh'onu aymer nikadesh b'musaf aymer b'gtzas mekaymes keser nulcha. It's not appropriate if you're saying keser yinu l'cha that you're going to like crown Hashem that you yourself are wearing a keser, a crown. Like, I'm going to crown you. I'm already wearing a crown. It doesn't fit. Va'afilo based tefilas halachash, and even during Shemoneh Esrei, v'pashat di'im shachach v'hiskul ispalo behem lo yichaltzeim v'emtzo de'in rak min haka. What happens if a person forgot? It's davening Shemoneh Esrei, mamish all the kavanah of the world. All of a sudden he realizes, wait a minute, I'm davening musaf. I'm wearing my tefillin. Should he take off his tefillin in the middle of musaf? The answer is no, he should not. We finish over here. The simins sivkot and samach beis that we have the minig chol makom to take off the tefillin before musaf. V'atas kosev the hanoyig she'ein echoides b'musaf ein lof tluno mi'achas she'ein onu oimim kedushas kesi idnu l'cha v'shemati al godol hador echod shlo yehoyu cholzim b'musaf. The Taz brings down for those who did not take off the tefillin by musaf, since by minig Ashkenaz is not to say keser, it's not a problem. He says he knows, he heard of a godol hador. Now the Taz is talking about a godol hador. The Taz was the godol hador. Okay. Okay, but the Taz says he heard of a Gadol Hadar that would take off, would wear the tefillin by Musaf. Okay, and there's no tainas on him. He didn't do anything wrong because he says they don't say keser. Ach, amispal b'tzibur v'vaday lo yishanim min hago b'tzibura. Person who davens the minyan should definitely not deviate from minhag hamakom. And it's a shem. We begin next simin. Simon Chavav next year with Din Mish Einoi Elo Tefillah Achas, a person who only has one tefillin.